reported on of the Makonde community as Kenyan citizens. Concerning Lebanon, Lebanon flagged points that I have been making throughout this meeting, the importance to maintain the focus and the support on countries hosting more than 5 million Syrian refugees. Lebanon is the smallest of those countries and hosts a very large number in addition to other refugees, including Palestinian refugees. I would like to reiterate my thanks for the continued hospitality and assure Lebanon that UNHCR will continue to rally, to try to channel resources both directly through our own work and the work of our partners, but also in the, less directly in respect of UNHCR through other instruments that have been devised, especially the concessional financing facility. I do agree with Lebanon, as I have always agreed, that return to Syria is the best option, is the best solution for the refugees, for the Syrian refugees in Lebanon. And I'm glad to hear that Lebanon continues to support strongly the principles of voluntariness in safety and dignity of that return, but agree that we need to continue to press for solutions in Syria to be implemented so that refugees can return. I would like to assure Ecuador of UNHCR's support and recognition of its role in hosting Colombian refugees. This is something that I flagged myself last year when I visited Ecuador, and I have been doing it quite regularly in recognition of the very exemplary manner in which Ecuador has hosted Colombians for a very long time and continues to host them. And I would like to thank Ecuador also for flagging an important aspect that few others have noted, which is the urban character of much of the refugee phenomenon today. I think that that is an important element that needs to be factored in, especially when we work with development actors and devise longer term responses in the context of the Global Compact. In respect of the statement of Iceland, I would like to, good statement, thank you for the efforts, the increasing efforts in terms of support and resettlement. Thank you for increasing the intake of refugees, including LGBT refugees that you flagged. I would just like to flag that, or to say that the point you made about the burden posed on your system by asylum seekers that are not really eligible for asylum is a reality that needs to be dealt with. I hope that the development of the two compacts, not just the refugee compact, but migration compact, will address some of these issues. My very sincere and heartfelt thanks to Denmark, and personally to Ambassador Stauropoulos for their and his strong commitment to support new approaches in responses to refugee crisis. I am grateful for Ambassador Stauropoulos' frequent and very constructive challenging of some of the assumptions that we make, because this allows us really to push the envelope and to try and improve continuously the manner in which we design the Comprehensive Refugee Response Framework and the Global Compact. Thanks also for, as you said, I'm quoting, walking the walk and redesigning in a way your humanitarian and development assistance in a manner that is more fit for these new approaches. I would like to simply add that I trust that you continue to exercise the same leadership in all areas of refugee protection, including domestic asylum policies. I would like to thank Poland for the increase in financial support. I note Poland's concern about the increase of opportunities for smugglers and traffickers. This is a very important phenomenon that we need to continuously keep in mind. Hence also the importance of resettlement and other legal pathways as an alternative to illegal trafficking avenues. And lastly, but not least, lately, if that's the word, thanks to Turkey. Turkey is, of course, and remains this year again the largest refugee hosting country in the world in terms of numbers of refugees. I would like to echo Turkey's appeal for more responsibility sharing, and also commend Turkey for, you know, whilst having this enormous refugee population, also continuing to support other responses, as recently in Bangladesh, and welcome very much the very important role that it must and will play in the preparation of the Global Compacts. Thank you.